This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The Windrush Story.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and in this series, we're celebrating the Windrush generation, courageous immigrants from the Caribbean who came to Britain to help rebuild after the Second World War. Today, we're going to find out what life was like in the Caribbean, why people decided to make the journey to Britain, and what it was like on ships like the Empire Windrush. Whilst Britain had been devastated by the bombings of the Second World War, people from the Caribbean had their own devastations in the late 1940s. Hurricanes caused huge damage to land and buildings, and many people found themselves in poverty. Day to day, life was hard, and it could be difficult to find work. The offer of a new life in Britain must have seemed tempting, especially as British culture seemed attractive and British people living in the Caribbean were prosperous. The British colonies had many of the same cultural things as Britain itself, such as the love of cricket, flying the Union Jack, and singing the national anthem. Coming to Britain seemed like simply returning to the motherland in the eyes of many. Some companies actively recruited on the Caribbean. British Transport set up a recruiting post in Barbados and was inundated with applicants, whilst girls with nursing training were promised jobs in British hospitals before they even left. A ticket to Britain on the Empire Windrush cost £28, and the ship took 3 weeks to reach Britain. You could go faster by flying, but that was way more expensive. The vast majority chose to sail, but had to sell possessions or borrow from family and friends to afford the ticket.
All aboard!
But not everyone bought a ticket. There were frequently stowaways who, when discovered, would have to spend time in prison when they arrived in Britain before being sent home. One stowaway was unusual in that she was a woman. Most of the passengers on the early ships were men. The other passengers felt sorry for her and put on a concert to raise money for a ticket so that she would be able to stay in Britain. How amazing is that? The Empire Windrush set sail on the 20th of May 1948 with 1,027 passengers on board and two stowaways. Most of the passengers were men, and more than half of the passengers gave their country of residence as Jamaica, while 139 said Bermuda. Most didn't mind the journey and were excited about the new life ahead of them. They would spend time playing cards or dominoes, listening to music and reading. Some found it hard to cope with life on board, especially with seasickness, and conditions on board could be cramped and smelly. What made the journey especially difficult for some was that they encountered segregation for the first time, signs saying no blacks, and hostility from the residents of Bermuda when the ship made a short stop. Many on board the Empire Windrush recalled how impressive it was to pass the White Cliffs of Dover before arriving at Tilbury Docks on the 21st of June 1948 and disembarking the ship the next day, the 22nd of June, what we now call Windrush Day. It was a cool spring that year, and many felt the chill because they hadn't many warm clothing. The newspapers were there to meet them and took some of the iconic photos still used today to document this historic moment. Young men in smart suits about to start their new lives. It wouldn't be easy, but what a contribution they would make. We asked you to tell us your family's Windrush stories or to share your thoughts about these historic events. Let's hear what you had to say.
My papa reached England in 3 weeks and it was £400 in today's money. My papa took the boat to come. It went from Dominica to Italy and then back to England. He thought it was cold, but he said that if the English can live with the cold, so can I. Some people would sing and dance, while some would just talk or just sit down and
think. Play dominoes.
Yeah. I have been on a boat before, but the journey wasn't that long. But I would have liked it because it would be a new experience to travel for a long time, and if there was music playing and people dancing, then it would be nice.
Yeah, I think Papa would have liked it because we did go on a boat to France to visit family,
and he was fine. Auntie Gloria was very seasick, but Papa was fine, and he was around, nosing about, seeing what was going on, so he loved to travel.
How amazing is that? You can see how important it is that we celebrate the Windrush generation and learn about their experiences and contribution they made to our country so we can properly honour their achievements. Next time, we'll be learning more about what life was like in Britain after the war and the events which led to the call for help from the Caribbean. Thanks for joining me.
The Windrush Story, with support from the Windrush Day Grant Scheme. Find out more at funkidslive.com/windrush.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.